My name is David Goldblatt, and I've been photographing in the country of my birth, South Africa, since the late 1940s, and then full-time since 1963. I'm drawn to photograph life in South Africa. I'm involved in this place. I photographed in Soweto, the huge complex of black townships outside Johannesburg, which are part of Johannesburg, in 1972. My idea was to show how life is lived in that place, or was lived then, and I found that, on the whole, it was an ordinary life, such as people live anywhere. During the years of apartheid, I must say I found colour as a medium too sweet. Black and white was the medium that seemed to me to be necessary to say the things that I wanted to say about life in apartheid South Africa. It gave the possibility of a certain degree of abstraction and yet of a strong sense of reality, of verisimilitude.
On the bottom row, you'll see a photograph depicting a group of men.
During the course of about 6 months, I was taking photographs near a coal yard, and there was a group of young men sitting around, nattering, and I asked permission to take a photograph, which they gave, and then one of them pulled out his dompas. Dompas means dumb pass. It means a stupid document. And it is this stupid document that black people had to carry with them at all times or face arrest. That gave permission, if a policeman looked into it, to be in that area. By taking out that document and producing it for me, this young man was really, in a sense, showing off. It was as though he'd pulled out his pack of cigarettes to show me what brand of cigarettes he smoked. But it was also, in some sense, an act of defiance. He was showing me, the white man, that he was okay, that he had this document, and he would defiantly show it to me.
The photograph on the far right depicts a couple at their home.
I was driving past this house, and the man was working in the garden in a pair of overalls, and I asked if I could please take a photograph of him and his wife. I think she was standing by and watching. And he said, "Certainly, but please wait." And they disappeared into the house, and he came out dressed in his full regalia, in a suit. I then asked if I could come into the house, and we went into the house, and that's exactly as they were, and that's what I photographed.
The bed is propped up by paint cans as protection from a spirit called the Tokolosh.
The Tokolosh is a mythical figure, a dwarf whose penis is so great that he carries it over his shoulder. And he goes around at night and impregnates women and haunts houses. He's not regarded as a friendly sort of mythical figure. And in order to protect themselves against the Tokolosh, people will often put the bed on bricks or on tins, as you see there. There's a more practical explanation as well, and that is to make more space for possessions under the bed, because these houses were very cramped.